This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. The parent company of Value Village has filed a federal lawsuit against Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson. At issue is whether the thrift store should be required to tell customers how much of its sales actually go to charities. Jean Johnson is a reporter for the Associated Press in Seattle. Jean, before we get into the details of this lawsuit, tell me how Value Village actually operates.
Well, the business model is that Value Village is a for-profit company, and it has partnerships with these charities that collect goods that are donated from people. It also collects goods at many of the stores. When you drive up, you see, you know, people out.
Oh, yeah, you've got collecting. The donation areas.
Right, right. And so it pays the charities kind of a bulk rate for a lot of these donations, you know, 40 cents a pound or something for clothing. And then when you buy the item, the sale price actually just goes right to the company.
The Attorney General's office has been investigating Value Village's parent company, it's called TVI, for a few years now. Why?
The Attorney General's office has not publicly commented about this investigation, but it seems like the Attorney General's office is just concerned about making sure that people know when they donate goods, that they know where their donations are going, that they know who's benefiting.
So just to be clear, are companies like Value Village and its parent company, are they required to disclose how much they give to charity?
In Washington State, Value Village does file with this Secretary of State's office certain information about their contractual relationships with the companies. Part of the issue here is that the company says it's not obligated to sort of post signs to this effect at donation sites or in their stores. They do post some information. There are signs in the stores that advise that, you know, essentially that it's a for-profit enterprise. And when people go and drop off goods, there are signs advising what charity they're benefiting by doing that.
So this investigation by the Washington Attorney General's office has been going on for a few years. And this week, the parent company of Value Village sued the state attorney general. Why?
As you said, it's been going on for 3 years, and the company says it's been trying to resolve these issues, but it's reached an impasse. And it's suing to try to head off any lawsuit being filed by the Attorney General's office.
Against them.
Against them. They say that prior Supreme Court rulings make clear that forcing them to post some of these signs in their stores would constitute compelled speech under the First Amendment. They say they're not required to do it, but they are afraid that the Attorney General's office is going to try to make them do it through a lawsuit. They say that the Attorney General's office is also seeking $3.2 million, has demanded that much, which they're refusing to pay, and believe they don't have to. And so they want the court to make clear that they don't have to do this.
So this appears to be a bit of a role reversal for Attorney General Bob Ferguson here in Washington. He's usually the one filing the lawsuits. How has he responded?
He says that the lawsuit that was filed by Value Village was riddled with omissions and inaccuracies. He says that obviously people are never happy to be targeted by his office, but that he wants to make sure that people are not confused or defrauded by the practices of companies.
Associated Press reporter Jean Johnson telling us about a federal lawsuit filed by Bellevue-based company TVI against Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson. TVI is the parent company of Value Village and other thrift stores. Full disclosure, TVI is represented by the law firm Davis Wright Tremaine, of which KUOW is also a client. The law firm is also an underwriter of KUOW. This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm.